Immonic residents have received the first of those shipments. 300 pounds of food arrived today. Nicholas Tucker Sr., the Immonic resident who wrote the January 12th letter asking for help for the community, says things are moving along quickly. Tucker says the Village Corporation, Tribal Council, and city leadership have formed a committee to supervise and distribute the donations coming in, and a Village Aid bank account has been established to handle cash donations. Tucker says goods are being shipped from Lower 48 churches and other organizations. He says it's difficult to describe his gratitude for the response from Alaskans and others. He says he's hopeful enough will come in to meet Immonic family needs, with maybe some left over.
We will not refuse the nearby village of Nunamiko, Alaknuk, and Kotlik. Nunamiko right now, I think, is running out of fuel, too, and they don't have a store. Their store closed down.
Tucker says the tribal council has had calls from other villages in need,
asking if they could get food from here. So we're going to share with our neighbors. This is Immonic residents are sharing with these ones that need it right now.
Tucker says he participated in a teleconference with state leaders from the Department of Commerce, a representative from the governor's office, Chalista Corporation, and the Association of Village Council Presidents this morning. Immonic plans a potlatch tomorrow to distribute what donations have reached the village so far. Tucker says snow has stopped any further flight deliveries for at least today.